I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Taliban is directly threatening believers in northeast Pakistan's Punjab province. International Christian Concerns Jonathan Racho says they've obtained a copy of a letter warning Christian leaders to convert to Islam or face dire consequences. This comes as Pakistan's army responds to a 14-day Taliban campaign. Pray for believers to remain bold.
In Pakistan, many Christians are suffering because of the surge in activity by the Taliban. And the Christians are killed simply because of their faith in Christ, and we're afraid these attacks against Christians will continue to grow in the coming days.
Next, researchers say the world's population will hit 7 billion within the next 2 years. Africa and Latin America are projected to double by 2050. Faith Comes By Hearing says the world's poorest are already cut off from the Bible. Half the world's people are either illiterate or too poor to afford a Bible. FCBH is hoping to change that with their Proclaimer, the self-powered audio drama New Testament. And last week, we mentioned HCJB Global's Voice in Hands of Jesus contest. 10 winners were given $200 toward their summer mission trip and a flip video camera to record their actions. One story comes from Jared Norton and his wife Hannah, who brought eye care to orphans in Bulgaria. In 10 days, they completed over 300 eye exams. But Hannah says they didn't just meet physical needs, they lived the gospel too.
We feel like we were really able to be the voice in the hands of Jesus and just showing them the love of God.
Jared says faith in action was a new concept for Bulgarians.
It was a totally different view of religion than they've had before.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available 2 DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, 2 high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.